Omid McDonald was just making a name for himself in the craft distillery field when his firm, Derry Distilleries, converted its production to sanitizer. He's another Oldies 107.7 community builder.
Before you got into the distillery business, tell me about where you grew up, whether you're a son of the valley or from away, where, what's your background?
I was born in Montreal, but my family moved to Ottawa when I was about 4 years old, so been in Ottawa ever since. Grew up in Sandy Hill in downtown Ottawa, and now live in the West End in Britannia Village. Before this, I was in technology, doing software companies from medical software to telecom software, and got tired of doing the virtual and got physical with this business.
I guess your volume of milk permeate is also relevant to hand sanitizer, yes, no?
The key point, sanitizer is 80% alcohol, and so we were producing thousands of liters of alcohol, and which somebody easily moved over to making sanitizer. We actually add a bittering agent to it so that people don't get the idea of making a martini with it. Term for it, it's denatured. So we denature our alcohol before turning it into sanitizer. We want to make sure that we give back as much as has been given to us. So when it came to sanitizer, that was even an easier decision when a group like the Shepherds of Good Hope or the Ottawa Hospital say they need sanitizer. Well, the only answer to give is how much.
Why is community so important?
It's the basis of everything. I point to dozens of examples while we were building this distillery from the help we got from the people at the township or locals giving us tips on where to find people for different things while building the building. It's all that is a helping hand, and that's called community.
Now that you're making the sanitizer, it doesn't just go to local organizations. It goes a little further afield in Renfrew and Lanark counties. Yes, no?
99% of the sanitizer is in the Ottawa Valley. Some has made it down to Toronto, but most of it is being used here locally.
How much are you able to produce?
So right now we've stopped all spirits production. We're just producing sanitizer, and we produce about 5,000 liters a week.
How does the lack of producing spirits impact your business?
We produce quite a bit of vodka in January and February. We were thinking of not distilling during the summer months just because of the heat. And so we've been able to keep our supply of vodka up to the LCBO. So it's still available at the LCBO, and we have enough for a couple months before we have to start producing more. So we've been able to pause the spirit side of the business as we do sanitizing. We've been having at this point, thousands of individuals asking for sanitizer for their personal use. And at the same time, we have dozens of charitable groups who are looking for sanitizer as they have this new need, which they didn't have before. So we've put the two things together and tried to respond to both with what we call a buy one to give one program, where we're offering a 250 milliliter bottle of sanitizer for an individual, and when they buy one, we give a bottle to a frontline group in need. So that's been very well received, and we have some retail partners in Ottawa and here locally who are offering that bottle for people looking for sanitizer.
Always on top of being topical, Omid McDonald, another Oldies 107.7 community builder.